Ladies and you. Wait for it. Wait for it. You got to keep waiting. Keep waiting. Just a little bit longer. Little bit longer. Andy here, day 137 of the Inner Winner Show. How the fuck are you guys? Absolutely fabulous, I hope. I'm going to carry on from yesterday's podcast, and I'm going to spit at you a bunch of different questions that I want you to start asking yourself. Just like I said yesterday, take a bit of time with these. Some of these you can answer right away. Some of them you might think about for a couple of hours. Some of these you'll think about for weeks, and some of them you'll think about for fucking months or years. A lot of these questions that I'm going to spit at you, I don't have the answers for myself. As in, I don't have my own answers for them. Or a better way of phrasing it might be, my answers are still evolving. And some of these questions are questions that might take you your entire life to ask. A lot of these questions I've thought up while I was sitting there and meditating, which is something that I do sometimes, while I was tripping on LSD, which is something that I've done quite a lot of. A lot of the time, these just come up when I'm sitting, when I'm standing in the shower, when I'm going for a walk, when I'm just having a bit of time to myself to think. This is going to be a fairly, like, off-the-cuff, unscripted podcast. I'm just going to throw these questions at you. Some of you might listen to all these questions and be like, yeah, these are just silly little questions. Others of you will listen to these questions and be like, holy fuck, you just like unlocked something in my psyche. I'm so grateful that you asked me that question. Some of these questions, you're going to hear these questions for some of you, and you're going to be like, holy shit, this is life-changing. So if you get something out of this podcast, awesome. If you don't, fine. This will hit the people that it's meant to hit, and others of you, you'll listen to these questions and you'll be like, yeah, whatever, these are just like silly little questions. But for the guys that these questions are really targeted at, or for the guys who hear these questions and go, holy shit, I really hope you get something out of these. Because a lot of these questions really fucking changed my life and changed my entire worldview, my entire philosophy. A lot of these questions got me to sit down and really think, like, what's important to me? What do I want from life? Who am I as a person? What is the meaning of fucking life? What is the nature of existence? Why are we here? What are my goals? What do I actually want? What would make me happy? What will satisfy me when I get to the end of my life, when I'm there on my deathbed, my metaphorical deathbed? What will I have been happy that I achieved? And I guess almost everything that I do, and I think most of us, but maybe not everyone is self-aware about it, most of what I do is me trying to buffer against, or trying to like rally against or fight against the fear of death. I've talked about this in a previous couple of podcasts. I know I'm getting super deep right now, but everything I do is almost like reactionary towards my fear of death. And how do I stop myself from, when I'm on my deathbed, regretting anything? What kind of life do I want to live so that I know when I'm on my deathbed, or when it gets towards the end of my life, or when I'm in my fucking 60s or 70s or 80s, what would I have been glad that I did? Most of my life, I've tried to like reorganize it and calibrate it towards that kind of mindset. Like, what can I work on for the rest of my life that when I get to my old age, I'll be pretty happy that I did? It's like I have the long-term plan in focus at all points. And I know not all of you will be, especially if you're like at the start of your self-improvement journey, right? If you're in the early days, all you can see is like what's right in front of you. Like, man, I just want to like not look like shit, or I just want to have some friends, or I just want to not be depressed, or I just want a girl to be nice to me. As your self-improvement evolves, as you start to achieve your goals and move further along the progress of your self-improvement, you do start to think about some of these longer term, you know, questions like, what do I ultimately want in life? What would make me happy? How do I not get to the end of my life and regret everything? What do I actually want? What would make me genuinely glad that I was alive? So without any further ado, I'll just rapid fire all these questions at you. And the goal of me spitting these questions at you, because I'm not going to spend too much time with each one. I am just going to fire a bunch of them. There's like 20 or 30 questions here. I want you to pause with each question any that really strike you where you hear this question and you're like, damn, that's a pretty deep question. That's really affected me. I want to actually figure out my answer to this question. Pause the podcast, write it down, and keep asking yourself this question. Again, I'm going to rapid fire a bunch of questions at you. A lot of these questions might not mean anything to you. You might be like, oh, that's just a silly, meaningless question. Some of these will really hit you. They will strike deep at the core of your insecurities or your fears or just, you know, questions that you've never asked yourself before, or maybe you have asked yourself before and you've never actually given yourself the time to figure out the answers. So let's get started. First question, what are your goals? And not what do you deserve, but what do you actually want? And those are two very different things, because a lot of guys will say like, oh, I just want a girl to be nice to me. And if I can just get through that bullshit and say like, no. Tell me what you actually want, not what you think you deserve or what you think's achievable or what you think's realistic. Tell me what you actually want. A lot of the time, guys will be like, fuck, man. Okay, fine. I want to get laid 100 times, or I want a relationship with a girl who adores me to bits and we fuck other girls together and, you know, we have an awesome sex life. Or some other guys will say like, I want marriage and kids, man. I want like fucking 5 kids. I want a wife who adores me and would never leave me and just loves me to bits, but I don't think I deserve that. So that's why I phrased it like, not what you think you deserve, but what do you actually want? I want you to dream big, even if you think it's something you don't deserve or something you can't achieve or something that's like literally impossible, like a pipe dream. I don't give a shit. Tell me what you actually want. Like, when you go to sleep at night and you have a dream, what is that dream? What are your goals? What do you actually want, even if you think you can't achieve it? Second question, what are your main blockages and what is holding you back? Go back to yesterday's podcast, literally yesterday's podcast. Go to theinnerwinnershow.com/136. Listen to that podcast. I talked a lot about like what's holding you back, what are your blockages and stuff like that. Third question, are you just asking me for permission, as in me, Andy, or like my website, or really any self-improvement like website or guru, so to speak? I hate that word guru, but whatever. Are you asking me or us for permission to go all in? And are you asking for permission to make getting laid your number one goal? This is something so many guys struggle with. They haven't quite given themselves permission to get laid. They're like, no, that's shallow. I can't do that. You know, I should focus on my career. I have to have a balanced life. Everything in moderation. So do you need to give yourself permission to go all in and just say like, fuck it. All right, I'm going to handle my sex life. And once that's handled, then I can move on to other shit. But for now, I'm just going to go all in with getting laid. Do you need to give yourself permission to do that? Next question. Do you have a fear that girls won't like you if they see the real, vulnerable you? So many guys listening to this are going to click with that question and they'll be like, holy shit, you're right, man. Yeah. I'm so afraid to just like let down the mask, to just be me. I'm scared of being like a nice guy or a beta male or not being an alpha or being a little pussy. I'm scared of all those things. Like, and then I think that girls won't like me if I'm like that. You know, what if they think I'm not a real man? What if they think, you know, blah, 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 blah. If you have that fear, I have a million podcasts on this. I have a million articles on my website. Go to, here's one right off the cuff, killyourinnerloser.com/alpha. Just the word alpha, straight after that. I've done an article on, you know, trying to be an alpha versus letting down your guard and just being a normal fucking human being instead of this weird caricature perfection archetype that you think you have to be. Next question. Do you worry that if you have sex with too many girls, the girls will think that you're a bad person or they won't like you? So many guys have this. They come to me or they come to my website or any self-improvement like dating, getting laid website, and they think if I have a lot of sex, I'm a bad person. Like I'm a fuckboy or I'm using women or I'm being shallow or I'm just chasing hedonism rather than building something concrete or something tangible or something worthwhile. Like I'm being shallow. I'm indulging in like literally hedonism. Absolutely, that's not the case. If you focus on having a lot of sex, improving your sex life, then you can move on to other goals. I tell every guy, absolutely focus on your sex life. have as much sex as you think you need, and that amount is going to change per person. Like for me, I'm someone that needs a lot of sex for a million other reasons. I could do an entire podcast on why I have a lot of sex, why I've always needed to have a lot of sex, why I wanted to have a lot of sex. Other guys might not need to have to have sex with as many girls as I have. You may not need to have sex with 150 girls. It's pretty fucking insane when you think about it. Maybe you stop at like fucking 20. Maybe you stop at 30. The point here with this question is, do you have this notion in your head of, fuck, if I have too much sex, if I bang too many girls, I'm using them, or I'm being shallow, or I'm chasing hedonism. Is that a idea in your head? Is that a sticking point for you? Next question. Do you worry about what other people will think of you? This one kind of ties into the previous question. So many guys come to my site and they say like, I'm worried if I'm too shallow that everyone will judge me, or like, what will society think of me if I decide to go all in with getting laid? What would my workplace think of me if they knew that I was trying to have sex? Next question. Do you worry that you're not good enough to get laid? That you're not really a player? That you're not equal to me or Chris from Good Looking Loser or any of the other guys out there that get laid, or any people that you might know or friends you might know in your general day-to-day life that get laid a lot? Do you worry you're not good enough compared to us to get laid? This was something that I struggled with early on. I definitely didn't think I was good enough to get laid, and I compared myself to Chris from Good Looking Loser, and I said, I'm nowhere near as good as him. That guy deserves to get laid. He looks amazing. He's super buff. He's super confident. Girls love him. People love him. He's popular. He's cool as shit. He dresses amazing. He's just like, a fucking 9 out of 10 guy. And I'm this fucking 3 out of 10 guy. I don't deserve to get laid. If you have that concept in your head, you really need to let go of it. Absolutely. Even the biggest loser in the entire world, and I don't like to use that word loser, even though I know it's literally part of my website, but if you want to call yourself a loser, fine. If you think you're a loser, you can still fucking get laid. I thought I was a loser for the longest time. And look at all I've fucking managed to do. So if I can do this shit, you absolutely can too. Next question is, do you worry that having a ton of sex will ultimately be meaningless? That you'll achieve all that you want to achieve with girls, but that you'll still be unhappy at the end of it? This is a really important question for some of you to ask yourselves. A lot of you have this notion that if you just bang a ton of girls, everything will be perfect. I don't want to discourage you from having a lot of sex, because like, that's been a life-changing thing for me to do, and I absolutely want all of you to get laid. I guess what I'm trying to say is like, temper your expectations. A lot of the time, you fixate on a goal, or we fixate on goals, and we say, if I just achieve that goal, everything will be perfect. You see this a lot. I don't know how many of you have delved into the psychology of Olympic gold medalists and stuff like that. A lot of people, or a lot of like potential Olympic gold medalists, they say, if I could just win an Olympic gold medal, my whole life would be perfect. And they win that gold medal, and then they go like, fuck. I'm only like 20 or whatever. I've just achieved a gold medal. I thought this would be like, I don't know, nirvana or ecstasy. Like I could just die happy at this point. But I'm really glad that I achieved this gold medal. It's fucking amazing. I've just done something monumentally, incredibly beautiful. But now I have 60 years ahead of me. Like this wasn't everything. This was amazing. I'm so glad I achieved this. I would never, ever, ever take that time back. But like, what do I do now? So I guess I want to drill into you guys that, and again, I have to be careful how I say this, because I'm not talking you out of having sex. Absolutely, you need to have sex. You need to improve your sex life. You need to get to a point where you believe and know that you can get laid. I guess I'm trying to say, life is a series of chapters. You will handle your sex life. You will enjoy it for a couple of years. I don't know how long. It depends on the person. Maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years, maybe fucking 10 years. For me, I'm still enjoying my sex life, and it's been like fucking 4 years at this point, right? You'll enjoy your sex life. You'll get to a point where you know you can get laid, and then you'll start to think, cool, I handled this. This was fucking amazing. What do I want to do next? So for me, it was giving back, like providing value back to other people, helping other people get to where I got to. Because the only reason I got here is because of Chris from Good Looking Loser, Black Dragon Blog, The Rational Male to some extent, The Red Pill to some extent, even though I complain about them and shit on them all the time. They absolutely got me to where I am. I wouldn't talk about them all the time if I didn't simultaneously love and dislike them at the same time. So I love those guys as much as I dislike them. Point I'm getting to is a bunch of people helped me to get to where I am now. And my mission, my happiness comes from giving back and trying to help other people. You'll find once you handle your sex life, you still keep enjoying your sex life, but then you'll start to ask yourself this question of like, what do I want next? That's kind of what I'm asking you with this question. Like, do you worry that having a ton of sex will ultimately be meaningless? The reason that I'm saying that is I really want to drill into your head that sex alone won't satisfy you for the rest of your life. Now, if you've never gotten laid, you absolutely need to handle that. You absolutely need to fix that. You cannot have a happy life if you think that you can't get laid or you know you can't get laid. That's not a happy life. That's a recipe for a miserable life. You need to fix that. But if you start fixing that or you do fix that and then you get to a point where you're like, man, like what comes next? I guess I'm trying to prepare you for that. Or I'm trying to say like that moment will come, every single one of you, once you've handled your sex life, you will get to a point where you start thinking like, awesome, great, cool. I handled my sex life. What is next? The next question is, do you worry that having too much sex could be disrespectful to the girls that you bang? Do you worry about using them for sex? I ask this question because a ton of guys hit me up with this. I think it's like mainstream media does this and like the general population. A lot of girls certainly do this. A lot of guys do this as well. They drill into you this concept that like having casual sex or having any kind of sex is like using someone. So I want you to ask yourself this question, like, do you have a fear that having sex means that you're automatically using a woman? And then I want you to counter that. I want you to beat that out of your fucking head because that doesn't have to be the case. That can be the case. Yes, a lot of people that have casual sex are absolutely using the other person. They're not adding to the other person's life. They're not even adding to their own life. It is literally just like pure hedonism, pure like nothing but hitting that dopamine, like smashing your dopamine receptors and saying like, I just got laid, awesome. And then you kick her out of your apartment. You're like, yeah, I just fucked a bitch. Like, great, cool. I got another notch count. That isn't going to be satisfying for very long. One night stands are fine at the start, but like over a long period of time, you'll start moving away from, if you're doing it correctly, you'll start moving away from one night stands. You'll start moving towards adding to the lives of the girls that you date. And I've said this before, leaving girls better than you found them. You're definitely, every single one of you, going to move towards adding to the girls that you sleep with. And so right now, if you have this fear of like, man, I'm worried that like, I'm just going to use girls, don't let that be the case. Actively fight against that. Do everything you can to make sure that you're adding to their life, that you aren't using them. You don't have to do anything amazing. Just do the fucking basics, right? Like, have a fucking conversation with them after sex. There you go. That already absolutely starts moving you away from this concept of like using girls for sex. Just hang out, chill, cuddle in bed for fucking 15 minutes after you've just finished fucking her and just, you know, have a good, just chill. Just have a good time. Just be like, yo, that was really fun. Like, you know, fucking what are you doing later in this week? What are your hobbies? What are you doing on the weekend? Like, what are you into? Do you like the color orange? What's your favorite music? What's your favorite movie? Just ask any fucking question. Just chill for 15 fucking minutes. Other shit you can do, walk her to the train station or to her car or like to wherever she's going afterwards and talk to her for like 5 minutes. Go out for fucking ice cream afterwards if you want to. You don't have to do that, but like hang out with her for like at least 15 minutes after you have sex. That starts moving you away from this concept of like, I'm using women. There's a million other things you can do on top of that. You can start mentoring her if you feel like you're in a position to do that, but that's not a requirement. I understand a lot of you guys are like, you know, you don't have a ton of experience. You haven't slept with a lot of women. You're probably not in a position to like be mentoring them and building them up, but just like there's always little things that you can do. Tell them about your own self-improvement. Literally, when you're cuddling in bed after you've just finished fucking her, just be like, Yo, I just started going to the gym like 3 months ago. It's like been really fucking cool. Like I'd never been to the gym before. I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm figuring it out. But like I've been doing some like bicep curls and shit. It's like so cool. Like I've just been figuring out how to like bench press and stuff. Have you ever been to the gym? Have you ever done a bench press? Like just share with her your own self-improvement. And that in itself is motivating as hell to someone listening. They're like, oh, wow, look at all this shit that this guy's doing. Maybe I should self-improve. Give her advice if you think that she can, if you think you can give it. I guess what I'm getting to is start moving. You don't have to do a ton, but start moving away from this concept of like, man, I'm just using girls for sex. And just sprinkle in little tiny bits and pieces of adding to their life. Little tiny things like, how's your week going? I'll walk you to the train station, cuddling after sex, sharing your own self-improvement with her. You don't have to do a ton. I'm talking about like, there's a reason I just said sprinkling little things on top. Just sprinkle a little in there. Start adding to her life, start giving back. And then you won't ever have this idea of like, fuck, I'm using girls. Cause you'd be like, I'm not using girls. Are you fucking serious? Like I give girls a great time when they hang out with me. The sex is decent. I cuddle with them afterwards. Like they seem to like me. When you start moving towards that shit, you completely forget this notion of like ever using girls. I haven't even thought about using a girl for like 3 years. Are you fucking serious? If someone said to me like, Andy, you're just using girls for sex, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, do you know how much value I give these girls? These girls are getting a fucking awesome deal just spending time with me. If anything, they're using me. Not that I think in those terms, but if you had to analyze it, you would say the girls get more out of me than I get out of them. I get sex and femininity and intimacy and affection from them. And they get 50 million things from me. Mentorship, me being a cool guy, amazing sex, BDSM. They get to explore with my girlfriend and explore girls and, you know, all that kind of shit. So point I'm getting to is start moving away from this concept of like using women and start playing to win. Start saying, no, I don't want to use women. I want to fucking add to their lives. I want to win. I want to give them something and start moving towards that. The next question is, do you resent women? Are you jealous of them? Or do you think that they have it easier than guys? Do you hate that they get to be the choosers? Do you hate that they can reject you for any reason they want? I'm asking this set of questions because so many guys, let's say 95% of guys who come to my website or come to any self-improvement website, whether that's like my website, The Red Pill, The Rational Male, Black Dragon, Good Looking Loser, whatever the fucking website you come to start getting laid and start improving yourself. So many of those guys, myself included at the start, resent women when they first rock up. I certainly did. I was so jealous of women. I would look at them and say like, you just basically get to exist and you can get laid. How the fuck is that fair? I'd look at them and I'd say, your life is orders of magnitude easier than a man's life. You drop your groceries on the way home, five guys will run over to you and scramble to pick them all up for you and offer to carry them all the way to your home. Now, try dropping your groceries as a man. Everyone's just going to awkwardly look away and be like, oh, I hope that guy gets his shit together. I used to be jealous of that shit. I was jealous of the fact that it was so hard for me to get laid and so easy for a girl to get laid. I was jealous that they got to choose, that they were in the position of choice and that I had to kind of take what I could get. I was jealous that they would reject me for what felt like arbitrary, completely random reasons. In hindsight, it was just because I hadn't improved myself enough yet. I was kind of fat. I didn't dress great. I wasn't very much of a sexual prospect. So of course, a lot of them are going to reject me. But at the time, it really fucked me up. It really affected me. I know a lot of you guys have this like resentment, or maybe a better way of saying it. I think if you're on my website, you don't resent women. I think I've done a pretty good job of screening out anyone who resents women. I think I talk so much about honesty with women, being on the same team as women. I have Imogen on my podcast all the time. I mentor and I'm pretty nice to all the girls that we sleep with. So I think you guys, if you're even listening to my stuff, if you're even on my website reading my articles, I think you don't resent women. But a lot of you will be jealous towards women. Or maybe a better way of phrasing it is you resent women, but you want to get to a point where you don't resent them as much or at all. I was exactly the same at the start. I resented women like hell at the start. I hated them. I'll say the best way of... Okay, let me phrase it like this. The best way of getting over this resentment or jealousy towards women is just spending a lot of time with women. I honestly think that's the best way. Like 2 years ago, it was really early on in my website, I wrote an article called If You Hate Women. And I'll give you the short story of that article. The basic premise was, if you hate women, just be patient with yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Over time, I promise you will hate women less. That was the entire gist of the article. And even 2 years later, I think I still agree with that premise. If you hate women, that's okay. I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to beat you up. Hang on. I'll tell you what. I'm going to pause. Someone just buzzed my intercom because they got food coming. So I'm going to go grab the food and then I'll keep going with this podcast. All right. I'm back. I'm so fucking hungry. The food came. I'm going to finish this podcast and then I'm going to go eat. So if you hate women, the way to overcome that, funnily enough, is exposure therapy, which is pretty much the answer to a lot of things. If you spend enough time with women, you're going to quickly find, like, holy shit. Okay, for a backtrack, for context, I really hated women. I've talked about this in a few articles and in a couple of podcasts. I absolutely hated women. I wanted to hate them. I would indulge in the red pill and other websites just like it that were even worse with their women-hating rhetorics. Return of Kings is probably the best website. Also, Roosh, he was pretty anti-females for a while there. I would indulge in that shit daily and build up this narrative in my head of like, women are horrible, women are evil, women are using you, women are all whores, like all this like anti-women shit. I was so fixated on hating women. I never could have envisioned a world in which I didn't hate them. And so as hard as I tried to hate them, the more experience I got with women, the more I got laid, was like this battle, this war, like two worlds colliding. Me and my stubborn refusal to ever see women as anything but the enemy versus reality. And the reality was women are pretty nice. I tried so hard, so fucking hard to hate women. And I kept meeting so many lovely, lovely chicks without even meaning to. In fact, I was trying to find bad women because I wanted to confirm my narrative, right? You get what you subconsciously desire, like a self-fulfilling prophecy. I was searching for bad women so that I could say, yep, see, every woman is a whore. I told you. Every woman is manipulating you. I told you. Every woman is a gold digger. I knew I was correct. I was searching for them, and I still accidentally found some genuinely lovely, fucking amazing human beings. One in particular that I can think of was this Chinese girl that I ended up dating for about a year. And the entire time I was seeing her, I was like looking for reasons to resent her. I was trying to confirm this narrative that like women suck, women are horrible. You know, like all those, I won't say all red pillars, but like a lot of red pillars have these notions. And I was very much part of the red pill community at that point in time. So I was trying to look for reasons why this girl was a horrible human being or why she was just like every other woman, so to speak. And for an entire year, this cute little Asian girl, this cute little Chinese girl did nothing but show me like the most pure, naive, innocent, gorgeous, loving, caring side of humanity. She was just like everything that is good, she was condensed. Everything that was good was condensed down to a tiny little package, and that was her. At one point, she and I even tripped on LSD together, right? And going into it, I kind of thought like, okay, she's probably going to tell me like some shit that I don't want to hear, or she's going to be more honest because people are generally more honest on LSD. And we tripped on LSD. The trip lasted for about 16 hours. And the entire time, I shit you not, the entire time, nonstop, not for one single second, did she stop smiling. She smiled at me the entire time. And she didn't really say anything. For 16 hours, she basically said nothing. And I would have asked her probably like 50 times. I said like, are you okay? Or are you having fun? or what's on your mind, or what are you thinking, or how are you feeling? And every single time, all she could do was look at me and smile and say, I'm having fun, or I really like being with you, or this feels really nice. It was just this like beautiful childlike naivety, this innocence, and she just had that for like 16 hours straight, but it wasn't just 16 hours. It was the entire year I fucking dated her. She was nothing but like good and innocent and sweet and kind and feminine and affectionate. And again, I was looking for just even the slightest hint of her being a bad woman, so to speak. Because in my mind, I thought all women suck, all women are bad. And for a year, I tried to find a reason why she was a bad person to prove my narrative that women suck. And I couldn't come up with a single thing. She was like the antithesis of what I had believed at that point. She was like good. She was goodness, kindness embodied in a human being. At one point, she went away for like a month or two and she went home to China to see her family and shit. And she sent me like 3 postcards. And we'd only been casual for that point. Like, we were super casual. We'd been seeing each other for like, I think, 8 months, but it had always been super, super, super casual. And she wrote this postcard just basically saying like, you know, you add a lot to my life. You make me really happy. I'm really glad I met you. I hope I can keep seeing you for a while. And I just got that postcard, and it was at that moment when I got that postcard. I didn't expect a postcard. I didn't tell her to send me a postcard. She did that on her own fucking accord. I got that postcard, and that was the final like nail in the coffin for me, so to speak, in terms of like closing the door on the red pill rhetoric that women suck or all women are like that, those kind of notions. I got that postcard, and I read it, and I just sort of like, I was just looking at it, and I was like, wow, this girl is just like nice. She's like a good person. There's like no part of her. I don't even think she knows how to be bad. I don't even think she knows how to be evil. I don't think she knows how to hurt someone else. I think she's just the definition of like goodness, kindness, sweetness, feminine affection and intimacy. I think she's just a good person. And it was at that moment, it was literally that moment, I can vividly remember where I was. I was walking down a certain street. I won't tell you which street because you guys will fucking stalk me. You creepy fucks. No, you won't. I know you won't. Anyway, I was walking down this one street. I can vividly remember just looking at this card and just kind of like stopping. I stood next to this tree that was on the side of the road and I just kind of stood there and I was like, wow, this girl is just like a good person. And I've tried for like 9 months to come up with some reason why she's a bad person or why all women suck. And I can't. I can't. I give up. I failed. I quit. I lost. I lost this battle. My narrative was wrong. I was wrong. And in that moment, I was like, yeah, I'm wrong. Women don't suck. I guess women don't suck. I guess I found this one woman. And to be fair, my mom was the second woman. My mom is a great person. I don't have a single bad thing to say about my mother. And then I started to like dismantle this narrative of like, maybe women don't suck. Maybe I shouldn't be jealous of them. Maybe they don't have it easier than guys. Maybe there's no reason to resent them. Maybe I can't hate on them because they get to be the choosers. Whatever. One of us has to be the choosers. Just because it's them doesn't mean that I should get pissed off at them. One of us has to be the chooser. And that was when I started to look at female male dynamics in a more rational, level-headed way instead of all this emotion and all this, like, you know, resentment and hate. So I'll pull it back and I'll tie it in. If you resent women, if you're jealous of them, if you think that they have it easier than guys, all that kind of stuff, if that stuff makes you mad, the answer really is just go out and date a lot of women and you're going to accidentally... Okay, I will add in the caveat. You can make it easier on yourself by keeping an open mind, which is something I didn't do. That definitely would have saved me like a year or two. Keep an open mind. Go out and date a bunch of women and just kind of be on the lookout for like, can I find any women that are generally like great people and I have nothing to say that's bad about them? I can't resent them. Like, they're literally just a genuinely amazing person. I guarantee if you go and date like fucking 5 women, one of them will be genuinely amazing. Definitely by the time you date 10 women, you're going to find one that's just a fucking sweetheart. She's just a fucking angel. And you're like, holy shit, why did I resent all women? This woman is amazing. Maybe my mission is to try and find other women just like this one and screen out the ones who aren't as good as this one. And once you get to that point where you find like 1 or 2 or 3 women who are like fucking amazing – you're set up for the rest of your life because you run away from any of the women that aren't great. You have that precedent of great women, and you run towards them. You'll screen for them, and that's when this shit gets a lot more fun. You stop resenting women. You're like, no, there are some bad women. There are a lot of great women. My mission is to go out and find the great women. Next question is, are there any places that you're scared to hit on girls? So for me personally, I was always scared to hit on girls in a supermarket, in a grocery store, or I used to be nervous in a train station. I used to be nervous if a girl was sitting down compared to if she was standing up or walking. So many guys have like weird hang-ups or different hang-ups of, you know, I can't hit on a girl in this situation. I can't hit on a girl in that situation. The answer to this is exposure therapy. Again, for me, I was super nervous to hit on girls in supermarkets or grocery stores. So I just forced myself to do it. And then I became comfortable at it. And then I started to like it. Same with the train station. I forced myself to do it. And then it actually became train stations and grocery stores became like my favorite place to hit on girls. So exposure therapy will fix that for you. Last question. Is there anything else that you worry about? Or do you have any other fears or sticking points? I think I'll wrap up the podcast with that point because I really want you to go away and think about that one. Is there anything you have that's a fear or a sticking point? Is there anything holding you back? Go and spend a bit of time asking yourself that question. Again, with all of these questions, I have just randomly spat these at you. I know that. That's kind of why I wanted you to pause the podcast if any of these resonated with you. And if none of them did, that's fine. You know, whatever. But if some of these resonated with you and you said like, fuck, Andy just got to the heart of my main insecurity or one of my biggest sticking points or one of my biggest fears. Pause the podcast, go away, spend a day, a week, a month, a year. It doesn't matter how long it takes you. It'll probably take you a fucking long time if it's a big sticking point. Spend that time analyzing, why is this a big question for me? What is the answer to this question? A lot of these questions you'll find, like especially in my case, that your answer evolves over time. I hinted at that at the start of the podcast. Some of these questions I'm still asking myself now, especially the ones like, you know, the second question I asked you, what are your main blockages and what's holding you back? I ask myself that question once a month, once a week, for fuck's sakes. It's good to be self-aware about this shit. I hope at least one or two of these questions has resonated with you and you've said like, holy shit, that was a great question. I'm glad he asked me that. I think what I'll do in the next podcast, because I have like another fucking 30 of these questions, I think the next podcast I will actually do what I said I would do at the start of this one, and I will rapid fire them at you. So it might only be like a 15-minute podcast. I will give myself the rule of like, I'm not allowed to expand upon the questions. I have to just rapid fire the questions at you, and it's your job, if one of them resonates with you, to pause the podcast and think about it. So that's what I'll do in the next podcast. I'll rapid fire through like the next 20 questions. I think it's like 30 questions. Shoot through them. Pause the podcast. Listen to them. Yeah. I will also say, big shout out to you guys. I haven't done this much before. I don't think I've ever fucking done this. So maybe I'm a dickhead. But I'm really grateful to everyone that listens. Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually said that. So I'm super grateful for you guys to listen. Or you guys that listen. This month was the first month that we've crossed 5,000 listens in 1 month. 5,000 different fucking listens. That's pretty fucking incredible. I didn't ever think I'd get to like something. I honestly at the start, I was like, man, if I get 1,000 listens in a month, that's pretty impressive. 5,000 is fucking impressive, especially when we're considering we're in what? Like the fourth month? The fifth? It's like been like 4 months at this point. 4.5 months. That's pretty impressive. 4.5 months to get to 5,000 listens. I'm really happy with that. I really appreciate you guys. I know there's a bunch of you that have told me, you've literally emailed me and said, like, I've listened to every single podcast you've ever done. From my point of view, you got to look at it from my point of view. That's like flattering on one hand and also weird as shit on the other. And like strangely, there's a sense of pressure, right? Because like, I'm doing a podcast a day. I said from the very start, the second podcast I ever did was about giving yourself permission to suck. And I said, not all of these podcasts are going to be great. If you're doing something every day, by definition, it's not always going to be great. And so a lot of you, when you say like, I've listened to every single podcast you've ever done, my first thought is like, damn, that's awesome. This guy's a fucking awesome cunt. Like, thank you so much, man. That means so much. And then my immediate thought after that is like, fuck, that means he's listened to all the horrible, shitty, terrible podcasts. The ones that I know I did a bad job on. The ones where I was tired or I couldn't be bothered doing the podcast or just I didn't have a really good idea that day. Or the ones that I thought I had a good idea, but it just didn't pan out, which is, you know, inevitable if you're doing something every day. So I guess the point I'm making is I'm really grateful to you guys. If any of you have listened every single day, leave a comment or send me a message. And when you do so, just know that there's a part of me that's going to cringe hard going like, oh, shit, that means this guy's seen me at my worst. But I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. You guys are fucking awesome. Go out there and crush your goals. And we're getting towards, I think when this podcast comes out, we'll be getting towards the end of December, won't we? I think this comes out on the 30th of December. I'm recording it a couple of weeks before that, but I think we're getting pretty close to the end of 2020. So let's kick off 2021 with a bang. Go out and get a bang. Make sure you bang a girl, just like I banged your mum last night.